On Wednesday, September 28th, in Northeast Portland, a conversation will take place about solitary confinement. The event, Within These Walls, will include discussion, visual arts, and performances. With me is the organizer of the event, Phil Stockton. Phil, talk about this Portland event on September 28th.
The event is called Within These Walls, as you said. It takes place from 7 to 10 p.m. on Wednesday, September the 28th, and it happens at Saruman House, which is in the Alberta District of Portland. We're very much looking forward to it. It should be a really stimulating, interesting evening. Tickets are available in advance for $15 and can be gotten at bighousekite.org. There will be a certain number, 25 tickets, which are held at the front door for pay what you can, but I would definitely recommend getting your tickets in advance simply because it may sell out. You get more information on the event at bighousekite.org that has a full listing of who will be there and the events. It's going to include poetry, performance, monologues, and also visual arts.
Who will be leading a discussion? Who will be performing?
So the discussion is going to be led by Bobin Singh, who's the executive director of the Oregon Justice Resource Center. And we also are looking forward to having the House Majority Leader, State Representative Jennifer Williams. We're going to have a couple of ex-inmates as well, Adam Gilliam, who spent time at Snake River in Oregon, and also Ricky D. Porter, who spent time at Pelican Bay and also at OSP in Oregon a little bit. So we'll have a couple of the chaplains from the Oregon State Penitentiary, Karuna Thompson, and also Avraham Perlstein. And also we will have a representative from the Department of Corrections who will be attending.
Phil, you have worked in the arts for about 25 years, and you've initiated programs in San Quentin in California and here in Oregon at the McLaren Youth Correctional Facility and the State Penitentiary in Salem. This event, Within These Walls, came out of a performance with the prisoners at OSP. Why solitary confinement?
Well, solitary confinement is the imprisonment of the prisoners. It's like a second level of imprisonment. So very often it's unseen and you're not really sure what happens. Some of these prisoners disappear, completely disappear into the hole. And while sometimes there are reasons for that that are justifiable, and the prisoners are actually the first people who will tell you that, there are other times when it's not. I mean, we have over 80,000 inmates who are in solitary confinement in the U.S. right now. And the fact that there are that many begs the question of why are there so many and what instances is it not justified to have these people in solitary confinement. Not only that, but solitary confinement very much is a process of dehumanization and isolation, which is part of the point of solitary confinement. But the devastating effect that it has on the human psyche is something that, to me, as an artist and also just as a person, is really something that bears looking at. And it is a very harsh, harsh form of imprisonment to the extent that it is overused really bears looking at and investigation. So we've done this play. We've put together a performance piece at the Oregon State Penitentiary with the 8 inmates who were in it. They've been working really, really hard. And in doing that, I really thought they've put so much work into it, and it's been such a large process and so important for these guys that it really would be a shame just to keep it in prison. And wouldn't it be more interesting to actually take it outside, show pieces of it, show things that inspire that or are inspired by it, and actually create an event around it? And that's where Within These Walls came to be. So it's a half performance with visual arts as well as poetry, and then the other half is discussion.
And you brought a piece?
Yes. This is a poem written by Sterling Cuneo, who is presently in Oregon State Penitentiary. He's actually a huge part of the show that I'm doing in there, too. He's actually one of the actors as well. And so I wanted to read this. It's an example of what people will hear that night. Constant fluorescent radiance of artificial lights, eroding retinas, disrupting sleep, anxiety, depression, rage. In the hole for 3,285 days. Days of hunger. Cold, slow motion torture, cuffed, shackled, stuck, 3,285 poems, imaginary companions engaged in fantasy dialogue, the mind held together by counting the bricks on the wall, 3,285 days, So that's a poem by Sterling Cuneo about his time. He spent almost 9 years in solitary confinement. So as you can imagine, he had a lot of time to think, and he grew into becoming a poet over that period of time. So that he went in as a very, very angry young man and slowly, you know, went through all the different stages, including depression and thoughts of suicide and all that kind of deep, deep and heavy stuff, then eventually got to the point where self-expression became so important to him that the inner poet was born. And he came out the other side as a strong poet and an artist and a leader.
Also with me is Adam Gilliam, who has spent time in solitary confinement during his incarceration. Adam, for people who may not know, what is solitary confinement?
Solitary confinement is where they house inmates who break major rule infractions, and it's basically either a one-man cell to yourself or a two-man cell where you have no contact with anybody else. You eat in your cell, you get handcuffed to go take a shower. You don't interact with other inmates unless you have a cellie.
And why did you spend time in solitary confinement?
A lot of time for fighting.
And how long?
Out here in Oregon, my first time I went to the solitary confinement, I did 120 days. The second time it was 21 days, and the third time it was for 42 days.
Talk about your experience in the hole. What are the psychological effects?
It's very dehumanizing. Out here in the Oregon system, you have to be in solitary confinement 30 days before you can get any type of proper hygiene. When you go into the hole, they give you one small bar of soap. They give you a toothbrush, and they give you a cap full of baking soda to brush your teeth with. You can get the baking soda and the soap pretty much every day. So that in itself is very dehumanizing because you develop a smell that's hard to get off of you. You have it's pretty much cold air blowing in on you all the time during the wintertime, and then it's always hot in the summertime. You have to sleep with a light on. You have to force yourself to sleep with a light on. You're walking around, and you're pacing this 8x10 cell. You're in a real cramped space where your toilet only flushes two times every 30 minutes. You can only flush the toilet two times every 30 minutes. You know, so if you have a cellmate and he uses the bathroom, you have to sit in that cell with that stench until he's able to flush the toilet, because you don't want to flush it and then not be able to flush it again. You probably get 45 minutes to an hour every 3 days outside of your cell. You're confined to that cell almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when you strip away a man's or any individual's feeling of being a human being and you break them down to the base of I have to survive, your base animal instincts of survival, it kills you. It's a psychological death. It's hard to adapt to once you get back out to being sociable, because when you're in solitary confinement, the only person you have to talk to is yourself. When I look back on my solitary confinement days, it's more like they try to make you lose a sense of who you are. You want to rebuild because of the conditions you're in, but then you want to conform because you don't want to continue in those conditions. It's like how they make what they call the perfect inmate.
So, Phil, what do you hope to accomplish with this event within these walls?
The objective of the event is to educate and to inform. My hope is that in doing this event, people will not only be able to see expressions of solitary confinement and get a sort of an actual view of what people feel in solitary confinement, but then also in the second part, in the panel discussion, have an articulate conversation about where is solitary confinement in Oregon as opposed to the rest of the country as well. And what are the next steps? Are there going to be changes coming down? And how can we as taxpayers and as concerned citizens be absolutely sure that these changes are happening, that they're not just talked about?
So again, tell us about the event. When is it? Where is it? How do people get tickets?
Yeah, the name of the event is Within These Walls, and it takes place on Wednesday, September the 28th from 7 to 10 p.m. at Saruman House, which is in the Alberta District. Folks can get more information by going to the site, bighousekite.org. That's bighousekite.org, and that's also where you can buy tickets. Tickets are $15 a piece. There will be some tickets at the door for a sliding scale, but they will be limited. So I really encourage people to get their tickets in advance, because we may be sold out.
Phil Stockton, Adam Gilliam, thank you. For KBOO News, I'm Karen James.